when the blue of the night meets the gold of the day, someone waits for me.
Welcome to Philco Radio Time, produced and transcribed at the Marine Memorial Theater in San Francisco, with John Scott Trotter and his orchestra and Bing's guests, Peggy Lee, Louis Armstrong, Jack Teagarden, and Joe Venuti.
Ken, are you sure all my old buddies are here tonight?
Oh, they sure are, Bing.
Fine. Now introduce me.
Oh, no. Everybody knows you, Bing.
You realize that to a great segment of our population, Bing Crosby is just a cardboard cutout in the Philco dealer's window? And not a very attractive cutout, either. With hair, though. Hunting. Bad side, a bad angle.
Say, incidentally, Bing, I don't know why you made Philco go to all the trouble and the expense of having those cutouts made for the dealer's windows. Why can't you just go around and stand in those windows in person? Think of the money that saved the company.
Ken, I haven't appeared in the store window since the time Jack Teagarden and I were locked out of our room at the Pennsylvania Hotel in New York, and we had to set up light housekeeping in the window of the Penn drugstore.
Ah, you and Teagarden locked out of your room for not paying your bill, huh?
No, I wouldn't say that. We were locked out because our room was placed under strict quarantine.
Quarantine?
Yes, our wallets were suffering from a severe case of beriberi. Malnutrition, you know.
Yes, I know. Why did you sleep in a drugstore window? Didn't Joe Venuti have a room?
Oh, no, he used to sleep in his fiddle case on a spaghetti mattress.
A spaghetti mattress?
Which he used to nibble on.
I'll never believe that.
You don't, huh? Why, to this day, if you serve Venuti a bowl of spaghetti, he'll lie down in it.
How long did you and Teagarden live in that drugstore window?
Oh, we were there for weeks, until one day Paul Whiteman came in and picked us up in a one-cent sale.
Well, how did Whiteman pick up Joe Venuti?
With a knife and fork at Nino and Nella's.
Yeah, how about Louis Armstrong, Bing? Did Whiteman snag him, too?
Oh, no, Louis had a room. What did he need with Whiteman? But now, Ken, Miss Peggy Lee approaches.
Ah, that's what I call a slick chick.
Ken, you're here in San Francisco to do a radio show. You're not here on a convention.
Any reason why I can't live a little?
Please, please. When a pretty girl walks up to the microphone, act like a gentleman, like this.
Show me.
Good evening, Miss Lee.
Miss Lee?
Yes.
Oh, now, Bing, just because I couldn't have lunch with you, you don't have to give me the ice.
It's not that, Peg. It's just that I think we should be more formal on the program. That's why I'm wearing a dinner jacket.
Well, that's not a dinner jacket.
I'm going to eat dinner in it. Now, Peg, how about us doing that big duet that we had scheduled for an opener?
I am ready.
And right away, John Scott, if you have you was there on the racks, please drop a downbeat, huh? Get those boys blowing and playing and stroking and swinging.
If you were to ask me who the sweetest one I knew was, I'd say you was.
This is big news, and I love it. If you were to ask me who my favorite point of view was, I'd say you was.
When you're not near, my heart is inclined to waste away.
Ah, but when you're here, the funny part is, my heart is a spherical, lyrical, miracle all the day.
If you were to ask me who the apple of my eye was,
I'd say I was. If you were to ask me who my sweet potato pie was,
I'd say I was.
And you'd be 100% right. Give this girl 1875.
Supposing you paid a visit to a certain preacher.
Supposing you overheard me practicing I do. And you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was,
I'd say we was,
me and you.
I've got a heart that hollers when you're not close to me.
But when you're near, it sort of follows. There isn't a lovelier heaven, a bubblier place to be. If I were to ask you who the girl I'd glorify was,
I'd say I was.
Here now, off it. What kind of talk is this here now?
If I were to ask you who the beau I I'd like to say I was.
I'd say I was.
Supposing you heard that I was shopping for a true soul.
We are progressing. Supposing I brought you something old and something new. And you were to ask me who the bride and groom to be was. I'd say we was.
Me and you. You
was. Who was.
You was.
I was.
We was. Me and you.
That's the nicest thing that ever came out of North Dakota,
yeah,
I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Fargo, North Dakota. Mm-hmm. That's very nice, Peggy and Bing. You was terrific.
Was we?
Oh, yeah, you certainly was.
Anything else on your mind that's terrific, Ken?
Why, yes, as a matter of fact, the Philco 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph.
They still have some of those left, Ken?
Yeah.
That doesn't speak well for you. I thought you was the world's finest radio salesman.
Yes, but you see, Philco has such a dandy factory, they keep turning them out as fast as I can sell them.
Oh, then why don't you stop talking and they'll stop producing?
Oh, no, no. We can't do that, Bing, until every vacant table in the country has a 1405 on it.
Oh, that day is almost here, Ken. Every place I go, I see 1405s on everybody's tables.
Well, yeah, but you see, the trouble is the furniture manufacturers won't let us rest. As soon as we fill up the tables with Philcos, the furniture people turn out a flock of new tables.
Good heavens, this thing will go on until the whole country's out of wood.
Well, no, you know, Bing, Mother Nature's turning out more and more trees every day.
Timber!
Let's have a pitch for Philco ere I paste on my villain's mustache and lash you to a log that's headed for the whirling blades of the sawmill.
Well, luckily, Bing, Mother Nature also keeps turning out more and more people. And for people who want the finest table radio phonograph for their money, the Philco 1405 is a natural. On the level, folks, take a listen to this great table automatic before you buy any radio or phonograph. It gives you the most gorgeous, realistic tone you ever heard from a table model, with quality as fine as that of big consoles costing $200 and more. And there's a reason. This Philco 1405 has a special tone chamber, brand new in a table model, and completely enclosed for full performance. Man, that's real news. Take a listen at your Philco dealer now. You get a two-speed turntable for regular and long-playing records, automatic record changer, plus a sensational radio. Compare it and judge for yourself. Ask for the 1405, the world's finest table radio phonograph, from Philco, the leader.
About 3 weeks ago, I got a big charge out of seeing a bright satchel-mouthed face beaming at the world from the cover of Time magazine, face of one of my best friends. The accompanying article gave Americans a chance to dig the fabulous facts in the life story of an all-time great among the giants of jazz. Tonight, I'm just popping with pride to give a friendly five to the most sensational horn of them all, Louis Satchmo Armstrong.
Yes.
Louis, I want to tell you it's fine as wine in the summertime to have you with us.
I'm pleasurated, Bob.
I wish you could see the grin on this man's face, folks. When you smile, Louis, you look like the Grand Canyon with teeth.
I know it. I'm probably the only trumpet man in the whole world who can blow from either end of a horn.
Certainly no matter which end of the horn you work on, Louis, it always comes out sweet as a nut. Tell me, how do you manage to hit those crisp, clear, clean notes?
Well, it's easy, Pops. Every night I dip my trumpet in did.
In did? What's that, did?
Yeah, did's the stuff that's already done what does is gonna try to do.
Get in the ass. Do it. You know, that might help me. I better try gargling with that stuff someday.
Don't you do anything to that voice of yours.
No.
Papa Bing, your road to success has been paved with the gravel therefrom.
Hey, man, I'll say to you. Well, Louis, I do want to congratulate you, seriously, on getting your picture on the cover of Time. That's really something.
Thanks, Mr. C. And if I remember correctly, didn't you get your face on Time?
Yes, but I haven't been keeping up the payments lately.
Look, about, Bunk.
How'd you feel that great day when you first went to work on a riverboat for $55 a week?
I was scared to death, man.
Scared to death of what?
Yeah, well, I didn't think there was that much money in the world. I figured the U.S. Treasury was going to run out of that happy green any minute.
You don't have to worry about that, Louie. They got printing presses down in Washington that can turn out money faster than we can send it back to them.
Well, Bing, even round-trip money is good. It's fun feeling it. You know? They dug it.
To coin an expression, I'll stand around here yakking with you is like the old times, isn't it?
It sure is.
Remember all the fun we had making pictures together, Louie?
Yes, sir. How about that Penance from Heaven and Boy to the Blues?
When the skeleton in that closet rattled his bones.
Yeah, man.
You know, we ought to do another picture together, Louie.
Well, I'd like to, Bing, but I don't think I should.
Why not?
Well, I don't like to cut in on the Mr. Fitzgerald.
Oh, we'd move over for you. We'd make room. Hey, Louie, what do you say we get Brother Teagarden and Brother Venuti up here and let the people hear the truth, huh?
Well, that's a good idea, Mr. Bing.
Mm-hmm. Jack and Joe have just come forward now with trombone and fiddle. We shall begin at the beginning. Hiya, Jack.
Hi, Bing.
You're looking fine. Better than the days when we were living in the Penn drugstore window.
Oh, those were happy days, though, Bing.
Yeah, remember the morning we woke up that one morning, someone had taken our shoes and stockings off and we were modeling Blue Jay corn plaster.
Yeah, but no one took off the shoes. If you'll recall, we didn't have anything.
Must have had shoes, Jack. What did we lace every morning?
Our toes.
Yeah, now. That's right. Well, we just did that to keep up our morale. I see Mr. Venuti's here. He's all rosined up. Crowd right in, Joe, huh?
Well, say, Joe, do you still sleep on that spaghetti mattress?
Sure. I got it wired like an electric blanket.
Makes it nice. Well, I can grab a little midnight snack, huh? Say, Louie, how about you and Jack and Joe starting out with something? What do you got there?
Well, okay, how about jumping a little Panama?
Panama?
Let's get some shots there.
It really comes on. Everybody hold on to their seats. Hold on to your hats, your programs, and the person next to you, because we may not come down till Friday. I don't know. You got your horn, Louie?
Yeah, I'm ready now.
Beat it off, somebody. This is Panama. This comes on.
Look out, man. One, two.
Thank you.
That version of Panama may set the government back a pretty penny. The canal might be in sections by now. Say, Louis, how about floating down that lazy river?
I'd love to do that.
Do it right in here, huh? Oh, that's fine.
Up the lazy river, where the old mill run. Up the lazy river, with the noonday sun. Licking the shade of a kind old tree. Bubba doo 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 doo. You river. Oh, you dog river. Come on in with that trombone, Mr.
Jackson. Just happen to think, well, I know another famous lazy.
Lazy
Bone.
Oh, lazy.
I'll sing it if you do the mugging.
Yeah, man.
You do the mugging? Yeah. Move right up here. Jack. Oh, that's so pretty. Play it again, Jack.
Yeah.
Oh, I'd like to be alone. How lazy bones, sleeping in the sun.
Sleep it, Papa.
How do you expect to get your day's work done?
Now, I never expect to get no day's work done.
You're not contemplating it at all, I guess.
I'm concentrating on sleeping in the noonday sun.
All lazy bones.
Yes, sir.
Sleeping in the shade.
Are you swinging?
How do you ever expect to get that cornmeal made?
Now, Mr. Bing, I just don't want no cornmeal made.
What is your touch? Tell me.
Because from morning to night, you catch me sleeping in that good old shade.
Why, when taters need spraying.
Yeah.
I bet you keep praying.
Yeah, I always pray.
That the bugs just fall off of the vine.
Sing it, Papa, sing it.
And when you go fishing, if you do go fishing, which
sometimes.
I missed out.
5 years ago.
I bet you keep wishing that the fish don't take no grabs at your line.
Papa to say.
Lazy bones.
Yeah.
Loafing through the day.
It sounds good to me.
I expect it. You ain't going to make a filthy dime that way. No, you're not.
No, I never ever expect to make a dime that way, Mr. Bean. Cause
never hear the word I say.
Oh, yeah.
Well, while everybody's laying down, everybody's stretched out, including the two vocalists. I think we'd better drag in that old rocking chair and tilt it to and fro, huh, Jack?
Old rocking chair's got me.
Old rocking chair got your father.
Came by my side.
And you came by your side.
Fetch me a drink of water.
Now you know you don't want no water, father. You're gonna tan my hide.
Can't get from this cabin, oh cabin.
What cabin choking, father? No.
Ain't going nowhere.
You ain't going nowhere, lad.
Just sitting here grabbing at the flies round my rocking chair.
Rocking chair, lad.
Do you remember dear old Aunt Harriet?
I remember Aunt Harriet.
How long in heaven she be?
About a year and a half, I think.
Send me a sweet chariot.
Oh, chariot.
For the end of the trouble I see.
My sweet chariot.
Old rocking chair's got me lure, got me lure.
Old rocking chair got your father.
And the jet, my dear, is tripping up on me.
Tell him about it, father.
To my old rocking chair. Old rocking chair, rocking chair.
Sends me. And folks, if you go for jam sessions on radio or records, we'd like to send you right down to your Philco dealer. You got to go for that real gone quality, the sensational tone performance that Philco engineers have built into the new 1949 Philco consoles. These fine radio phonographs have everything, but everything for luxurious listening. Now you take FM, for instance. The Philco laboratories have just introduced a new super sensitive FM system. It's a brand new advance, a real boon, especially to you folks who live out on the edge of good FM reception, because its extra sensitivity gives you FM listening you can really depend on. And you can say that again for recorded music. These two-speed Philco phonographs with automatic record changer set a new standard of performance from both long-playing and conventional records. Get a free demonstration at your Philco dealer now. And for the number one radio phonograph at your house, get a Philco, famous for quality the world over.
An Irish song for St. Patrick's Day, and particularly for the distinguished group at the opening of Glenn McCarthy's stylish Shamrock Hotel in Houston, Texas.
If you ever go across the sea to Ireland, then maybe at the closing of your day, you will sit and watch the moon rise over Cladagh. And watch the sun go down on Galway Bay. And the strangers came and tried to teach us their way. They scorned us just for being what we are. But they might as well go chasing after moonbeams, or light a penny candle from a star. And if there's gonna be a life hereafter, and somehow I'm sure there's gonna be, I will ask my God to let me make my heaven in that dear land across the Irish Sea.
That about brings this mash bubbling to the brim. I'd like to tilt my skimmer, though, to Miss Peggy Lee for buzzing up from Tinselville. Think that's nice, Tinselville?
That's very nice.
To be with us tonight.
Well, it was a crock full of kicks for me, Bing. I really enjoyed hearing the mellow members of the Society of Huts.
Oh, yes, the Jazz Huts. How about that? Those lads really lay a limp largo on the line, don't they?
We're just warming up, Mr. Bing. You ought to be around here about 4 in the morning.
Oh, no, no. That's way past my bedtime, Louie.
What's the matter with you, Bing? Have the ears squared you off?
No, they just softened me up. I got to get home early and hit the hay, or I'm just a mess in the morning. Now, Jack, I want to thank you and Louie for busting in with your horns, and I want to wish you good luck to you on your stand at the Flamingo Hotel in Las Vegas.
That's, you know that big flamingo bird that on top of the hotel there?
Yes, I seen it.
Well, we're going to blow the feathers off of that thing. And we're going to finish it and going to look like a big plucked duck when we get through it.
Wait. Let him live for that a while.
And if we get real hot, we'll roast it till the juice runs down and pools up in the patio.
I may drop by in my gravy boat. Say, Venuti still here, Joe?
Yeah, Bing.
Joe, well, where's your small, stylish combination holding forth these nights?
My band is at Sims Cafe in Ocean Park.
Oh, what a program we have. We take you from the desert to the beach, just like that. Boom, boom.
Where are you appearing, Bing?
I'm appearing at the Paramount Studios in Hollywood.
Are you making a picture, or are you singing in the studio restaurant?
I'm doing both. I forgot to read the small print in my contract.
Who's going to be with you next week, Peggy?
Next week, Peggy, Broadway's favorite daughter, marvelous Ethel Merman, joins us here in California.
Well, that I have to hear.
Oh, don't miss her. She really comes on. Thanks again to all of you. And now, folks, there's a reminder here that the 1949 sale of Easter Seals begins this week. If you'd like to help a crippled child walk, help a crippled kid become a useful, happy citizen, buy Easter Seals. Easter Seals for crippled children. Thank you very much. Thank you, Peter.
This program was produced and transcribed in San Francisco by Bill Morrow and Murdo McKenzie. Tune in to so-called Radio Time next week to hear Bing Crosby, John Scott Trotter and his orchestra, Judge Collins with the mayor, and Bing's guest, Ethel Merman. And remember, keep your eye on your Philco dealer now for the greatest values in radio phonographs from Philco, the leader.